40JC.
Jerry, this is 0TR. Nice to hear you. I called for you a couple of times and we didn't make connections and I was beginning to worry about it. I'm sitting here looking at, I think that's a Honda Accord Sport or something. Wow, that thing's pretty.
It's been on at odd times in the afternoon. I hadn't heard you home. We were in Greenville. Good part of the day yesterday, my granddaughter's first soccer game. It was absolutely frigid out there, too. I felt like I was at a Packers game instead of a soccer game. They won 62, though, so yeah, she had a good time. And I've been kind of in and out different parts of that. Just hadn't heard you on. And I've been monitoring downstairs, but I might have been distracted with something else. Yeah, that Sport, mine is just a standard Accord EX. And this looks like the Sport. The only difference is it's got the wheels are different and the interior is a little different. I think the Sport is, it's a little bit lower. Yeah, the Sport's got those larger diameter wheels, and it doesn't have much. We looked at one of those, and I like the interior on it better than I did the Accord. It didn't have all the stuff this Accord does, but it looks virtually identical. But the thing sits below the ground, and the wheels, you know, those low-profile tires are so low, if you hit a pothole, you might damage one of those wheels, because the wheels actually stick out a little bit further, almost flush or a little bit further than the tires do on that particular model.
We're just headed back from Spartanburg at Sam's, and we met a really nice young man. He was leaving QT. Bernice got hungry, and she got her piece of pizza, and I got a hot dog. And I noticed he had an Ace Hardware shirt on, and he was getting in the van. He started to back out, and he pulled back up and waved at me to roll the window down, and his name was Elijah. Charlie Pride used to sing about, I mean, real young man, probably in his 20s, and really enjoyed sitting there visiting with him at the QT while we finished eating our hot dog and such.
Hey, it's cold right there that we just got back in after our trip to Sam's and Walmart. It was, that wind is pretty nasty right now.
Don't often get a soda. Yeah, you're right, Jerry. I woke up about 3 or 4 o'clock this morning and looked out the window from the restroom, and oh, my. So I looked at the weather station, and my flag, my American flag, was straight out, and, boy, I was just beating it to death. And it was 19-mile-an-hour wind, and it was just pretty darn steady out there at that time in the morning. That's kind of unusual.
Went until 5:30 yesterday, and it already started dropping. And I brought my, you know, lightweight down coat, and I had to go back and get something with a hood on to keep the wind off of me. It just about gave me a sinus problem. It was so cold, and they don't have anything to break the wind. It's just an open field. I got a little these portable bleachers. They move around. We sit in our lawn chairs and tried to get out of the wind, but it was relentless. She was out there running around in a short sleeve shirt and shorts. I know she was cold when she came off the field, but she played the whole game, which I thought was unusual. This is her first year playing soccer. Her little brother she'll be 13. Her little brother's 10. And he's been playing since he's 5 years old. And he is a really good soccer player. But she's been playing with him some, you know, kicking the ball around. She did pretty well out there, but she'd been playing as long as he had. She would have been a lot. I'm sure she would have done a lot better. But they did win, which was good. She was on the volleyball team there at school last year. They didn't win a single game, which was terrible. But I was glad to see her get on a team and win, and win one, at least one game anyway.
This is NGLTR Mobile. Well, Jerry, I'm just not a sports fan, and my grandson plays in it, and they've been wanting us to go, but I ain't going out there when it's cold to watch something that I don't enjoy, and when it's cold and might make me sick, I just ain't going to do it, and they'll have to live with it. But our daughter told the boys that if you figure on Grandpa coming to very many sporting events, you can forget that. I just don't have much care for We usually go to one football game, one basketball game or something for them, just to show them we're there. And I'm glad they enjoy it. It's really a good thing for the kids. I never participated in it, but the camaraderie and everything and the discipline they get out of sports is just great. I'm all in favor of it. But I do think it's a little overemphasized compared to math and science.
My kids were into athletics. My son wasn't even interested in other things. And daughter was, she was a cheerleader. She was in the band in high school. And of course, we had to go a lot of basketball, you know, football games and stuff like that when she was going through school. And it was a little different. Basketball was inside the football games we'd go to. I don't think I've been to a football game in years. It was as cold as what that soccer game was yesterday. But we go to them now and then. But generally, the soccer is during the warm weather. It's generally not too cold. But no more, yesterday was absolutely terrible. Thankfully, that's the only game. They're out of school next week on spring break part of the week. So that next one we just have to go. We generally have to go there and either take her to the game or pick her up one or the other because they're both busy on Tuesdays. But the next game is not till the 28th, so we'll get a little bit of a reprieve. And I think it's just through March and April, and that's it. But her volleyball is on soccer set at the Y. They have these clubs that they're members of now. It gives a little bit better instruction than what they've been getting, you know, through the Y, through the school. So I think both of them, she's improved a lot in volleyball. And he's going to be if he continues it, he is really good in soccer. They all want him on the team, so. He was basically the star of the team when he was all through Y, and we was playing Y for the last 3 or 4 years. And he's a little small guy like me. He's really fast, and he's got great coordination, which I don't have. but I'm like you, that we'll go to one or two just to see him, you know. But you know, we've been to so much stuff in years past, we don't go. And it seems like they got something just, you know, 3 days a week, almost every week, so. We try to go to one or two a year, and that's about it for us. But this year may be a little different because the timing's a little different on the games now than it has been in the past.
Yeah, it's really popular around here. I know we went down to a couple of Jordan's games, and it's at a huge, fantastic park south of Greer there on the way towards Spartanburg, isn't it, Bernice? Kind of way towards Spartanburg, Simpsonville, I should say. There's acres and acres and acres, and it's a traffic nightmare, not only to get in, but to park in it, because the road's about as big as Gap Creek Road is out here that we're on now, two lanes. And all the traffic is just lined, and I don't like that. I can do without the traffic at my age anymore. But there's not much getting around it. Yeah, Jerry, you were talking about those tires on that Honda Accord. Those things are I don't know about on the Accord, but in general, I see these sporty-looking little cars running around. It looks like they got 2 inches of rubber on them all together, and the rest of it's rim. I don't want no part of that. They can't ride as good as a regular stock tire. Then the other pet peeve I have is these pickup trucks and that the guys have modified them, and they put wheels on them that are outside of the fender wells. And I know they'd stop them in various states that I've been in for that because it throws rocks and mud and stuff back at the cars behind them, so they actually are against the law. But yeah, you see them quite often down here.
Get out from behind those guys, and now of course it's the pickup truck. They look like a tail dragger airplane. You know, they're just sitting down low in the back, and the lights are shining in your face, and you know, I think North Carolina passed some type of legislation that would only allow them to be, you know, so high off the ground or something, you know, to keep them from being at such an extreme angle. I bet they'll do something here too, but Those things are terrible when you see those guys coming down the road. They just, the lights pointing straight at your eyes instead of the road. But, I wanted the sport, is what I wanted, because I like the interior a little better than the standard LX. And then, again, it was a little more expensive, but it had a nicer interior and had the alloy wheels. But the LX didn't have the LX had like a multicolor interior in it. I wanted something a little more durable. So I asked them to see if they could swap those things out for a different set of wheels and tires, and they wouldn't do it. So I went up to the next step up, which is EX. It also had a few extra things about the driver support stuff where you see, it'll notify stuff when you're on there beside you, and the rear camera was pretty much standing all of it to cross, somebody crossing behind you or a kid behind you. So it wasn't much more expensive than the sport was, but I liked the sport better. And for a while, the sport actually was the last Honda, I think, sedan they made with a manual transmission. And it was pretty fine. I don't know if it had a 6-speed in it or not, but, these nowadays, everything's got that CVT, and that's what I got in mind. I'm not thrilled with it, but there's just no, I don't know if anybody makes anything other than that nowadays, unless it's a truck or, maybe certain, or a manual transmission, which I wouldn't drive anymore in this traffic.
They got a little scratchy. That was Andy. Yeah, and I heard him last night on the net. But, there's that Avalon we looked at, that 2021, gosh, even the trim inside of it was wood. Ours is not in this Avalon, I don't think, but it's a Limited. But so was that one. God, it was beautiful. But I just didn't need it, so I didn't buy it. But at any rate, and Jerry, you have to eat your heart out. We're going to have prime filet mignon, and Bernice decided to make it herself, so we bought some over at Sam's just now. And boy, it looks good, because every time we've got it at Roadhouse the last few times, they've crumbed it up. So eat your heart out, buddy. We're eating high on the hog tonight. It's our 55th anniversary.
I said, I haven't had a filet at Roadhouse. All I've had is just a standard sirloin. They've been pretty good here. Here, then I'd open at lunch during the week. Then I'd open it for lunch on Saturdays and Sundays. We've been going on Saturdays. But I'm going to try one at some point in time, or I may not, based on what you told me. I don't think I'm going to spend extra money for one if it's not that good. We like, I like my steak kind of on the medium, not medium rare, but much more medium than medium well. I want mine with a good bit of pink in it, but I hate to hear that they mess it up. Those things, they're still a little cheaper than some of the other places are, but their sirloin ones are generally pretty decent. The strips are too. But I miss eating those. I haven't had a filet in a long time. My daughter does a really good prime rib anywhere. She may do one for my birthday coming up a week from Friday. I don't know if they'll be back from the beach by then or not, but she might do that for my birthday if I'm nice.
I don't know whether you deserve it or not. Well, that's good. Jerry, don't take my word for that, because they had been good for a long time, and no cow is ever the same. So might have just been we hit it at the wrong time. I like mine just like you do, pink on the inside, but not where it moves at you. But I don't know. Just eating out anymore, it's hard to find a place that does it right every time. So I would not hold them accountable for that. And they sent a manager out to talk to us, and I don't know how they adjusted it. I don't care. Because when you get a bad steak and they come out and they say, oh, well, we'll take it back and reheat it or something, they bring it back, it's crumbed up as far as I'm concerned, and then the rest of your food's cold. And that irritates me, when the kind of money you got to give nowadays. But I like filet mignon. That's my favorite cut of meat. And I would say spend the money and try it, because they used to be fabulous there. And I think it was just timing, you know how that goes.
DJ say, I used to get one at Longhorn all the time when I was traveling. The last one I got at the Longhorn here was terrible. And like I said, I've never had one at the Texas Roadhouse here. Generally, their steaks have been pretty good. They generally don't overcook them. Occasionally, we've had one, but we haven't had one too rare. We've had it where it's maybe a little more done, but sometimes it's just a cut. You know, they cut, whoever's cutting them, they cut theirs, you know, every day. And whoever, if they got, sometimes they got, I see who's doing the cutting, and you can tell when one guy cuts it versus the other one, because some of them kind of cut them at an odd angle. And other times they're nice and flat, straight across. I've had that, but about the only one that I've had that was consistently really, really good was when I've eaten some of the higher end steakhouses years ago. They were always good, but you know, nowadays, just like you say, you don't know what cow they can get it from, or whether it's prime or not, or whether it's just choice. One of my butcher friends, when I traveled, I had a butcher friend of mine that lived down in Opelika, Alabama.
Jerry, we just drove in. We're sitting in the driveway. And besides that, nature's calling. So I better let you know. Boy, the fescue looks beautiful out here today. I had to mow it again. I think I could have baled it this time. Wow. It was really tall. You take care, my friend. And it's good to hear you today. The pleasure's all mine. And 73's Jerry. Getting 4DJCN0TR clear
time. And they always got better cuts. I never had a bad steak or anything, a bad hamburger, anything at that particular Holiday Inn restaurant. That's unusual to get good food in a Holiday Inn or someplace like that. They're just unusually good. The food was always good there.
Roger. I think I doubled a little bit with you, but I got most of it. We're in the driveway, and I need to get inside. Nature's calling, and it's been great hearing you this afternoon. Have a good day. Come see us sometime. This is N0TR73, Jerry.
So, Tom, repeater's been acting up from time to time. But you have a good day. You please have a good afternoon, and congratulations on the wedding anniversary. Talk to you later in 4DJC.